This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on September 26, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. The rise of right-wing populist movements in countries such as the United States and Germany is fueled by the mistrust ordinary people have towards government and the media. That was the topic addressed at a recent panel discussion organized by the OECD. The OECD is an organization of mainly economically richer countries based in Paris. One of the panelists was Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national labor centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trades Union Congress. Ms. Burrow, a former head of the Australian labor movement, was asked about the distrust people have towards the media.
Media has lost trust because people don't trust the messages. When the defence of a current system is the overwhelming message that people get, and as I said, they know that they're deeply anxious about their daily lives, then mistrust in everybody is absolute. There's no doubt that you're seeing people retreat into nationalism because they don't trust the global economy. And when you ask them what worries them, it's their jobs, it's living on the edge, and it's about climate, it's about terrorism, it's about issues that for their children. So unless we do something about it, from Labor, the recipe is very simple. If you have universal social protection, so people can trust that they can survive, and remember 70% of the world's people have little or no social protection. If you have a minimum wage that's evidence-based on which you can live, what's the basket of goods that a family needs to live on? And if, in fact, you have the right to collective bargaining with both national and global capacity with companies like Sodexo, that on the one hand want to do the right thing, but I can show you in all supply chains, people who are in informal work, often in modern slavery, not in Sodexo, but in Sodexo, short-term contracts. And so people are frightened. If they're on short-term contracts and they're trying to raise a family, and they don't, therefore, they're frightened to unionise because they're frightened of losing their jobs, which is the overwhelming anti-union sentiment of major corporations. We can have a world that's zero poverty and zero carbon by 2050 if we choose to, and that's why we all need to work together. If we don't and self-interest prevails, people are not fooled. They know the power lies with the 1%, and they're angry about it. That's why they don't trust media or governments or anybody other than those who are making them fool's promises which will never be realised. So they're looking for the alternate voice to help them out. What I've been really impressed about, people working together, is when Donald Trump said he would withdraw from the climate agreement, it was business, us, civil society, who all came together and said, we have to do it. The sustainable future is not an option. And so we need to work together, irrespective of those governments who won't, with the governments that will. But, you know, when people talk about fake news, one of the worst exports from my country was Murdoch. He's dominated the media in many countries. If you look at some of the elections, you will find the same editorial line about the same economic orthodoxy that has delivered inequality and built the mistrust of people. So yes, I think the media fragmentation is a good thing on the one hand, but what it's also doing to our workers in journalism, who used to be independent, investigative journalists with a pride in telling the truth from all sides, they're fragmented, they're on franchise, they're franchisees or independent contractors, so-called, trying to eke out a living again on short-term contracts. And if you look at the salaries of journalists, those in the independent, so-called independent contract arena have gone from being a decent middle-income salary to struggling to get by. That's not a future you want for your sons and daughters.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.